Topic 63. Good Will and Will to Good. 1. In every country in the world today, men of good will and of true understanding are to be found. Many thousands of them are known. They are, however, either ridden by fear or by a feeling of futility and by the realization that the work to be done is so stupendous that their isolated little efforts are utterly useless to break down the barriers of hate and separation everywhere to be found. They realize that there is apparently no systematized spread of the principles which seem to hold the solution of the world problem. They have no conception of the numerical strength of those who may be thinking as they do, and they are consequently rendered impotent through their loneliness, their lack of unity, and the dead weight of the surrounding inertia. How can a true prosperity be established which shall be the result of unity, peace, and plenty? Only in one way, by the united action of the men and women of good will and understanding in every country and in every nation. Steadily and quietly, with no sense of hurry, must they do three things. First, they must discover each other and be in touch with each other. Thus the sense of weakness and of futility will be offset. This is the first duty and task of the new group of world servers. Secondly, they must clarify and elucidate those basic principles of right living, goodwill, and harmony, which are recognized but not supplied by all right-thinking people today. These principles must be formulated in the simplest terms and made practical action. Thirdly, the general public must be educated in these principles. Steadily, regularly, and systematically, they must be taught the principles of brotherhood, of an internationalism which is based on goodwill and love of all men, of religious unity, and of cooperative interdependence. The individual in every nation and group must be taught to play his important part with goodwill and understanding. The group must shoulder its responsibility to other groups, and the responsibility of nation to nation, and of all nations to the world of nations, must be explained and emphasized. This is no idle or mystical impractical program. It undermines and attacks no authority or government. It is not interested in the overthrow of rulers or the downfall of any political or national party. It calls for intelligent and practical effort. It will call for the cooperation of many types of minds and many trained executives. The men of goodwill in every country must be discovered, and all who respond to these ideals must be gathered together through mailing lists. Their cooperation must be sought and systematized. This program will call, eventually, for the assistance of many lecturers and writers who will work along the same idealistic lines, but with differing methods. Through their knowledge of their own country and of the best way to bring these basic truths home to their own nationals, they must be left free to work as they see best for their particular nation. They and all men and women of goodwill constitute the new group of world servers. A central group chosen from among them should synthesize this work and coordinate it while giving the widest latitude to individual servers and workers. This work of educating the men and women of goodwill in the world must be proceeded with as rapidly as possible. The work must, however, be carried on with no infringement of harmony. There must be no interference with national preferences and programs, and no belittling of national governments, no matter what they may be. No political activity should be carried on in the name of the new group of world servers. Such action would continue the old methods and perpetuate the old hatreds. There must be no attack upon any party or group, and no criticism of any leader or national activity. Such old methods have long been tried and have failed to bring peace on earth. The members of the new group of world servers and those associated with them stand for no party, neither for nor against any group or form of control. This is their imperative position. For attack or counterattack, they have no time, energy, or money. Yet their attitude is not one of passive non-resistance. They are at work balancing world forces and fostering the growth of that group of men who stand for goodwill, understanding, and brotherhood. They will stand as the interpreters of right human relations, for the basic oneness of humanity, for practical brotherhood, for positive harmlessness in speech and writing, and for that inner synthesis of objectives which recognizes the value of the individual and at the same time the significance of group work. The propagation of these ideas and the spread of the principles of goodwill will produce this third group in world affairs. In a few years' time, if the work is carried forward along these lines, public opinion will be forced to recognize the potency of the movement towards peace, international understanding, and mutual goodwill. Eventually, the numerical strength of the men and women of goodwill in the world will be so great that they will be able to influence world events. There will then be enough people enlisted in the cause of goodwill to attract definitely the trend of world affairs. No idle pacifism will be taught. It is no mystical dream which waits for God to take action and which relies on the future to straighten things out. It is no impractical idea incapable of application. It is the plan for the development of a group of people gathered out of every nation who are trained in the spirit of goodwill and who possess such a clear insight into the principles that should govern human relations and world affairs, that they can work with power in the field of human peace and understanding. It is a systematized process of education. By its means, men and women everywhere are to be trained to live as exponents of goodwill in every department of life, and the power of intelligent goodwill to adjust difficulties in every department of human affairs is unbelievably potent. But as yet, that growing spirit of goodwill has not been intelligently developed, applied, and systematized. Thousands of men and women are ready today throughout the world to be so trained and to be brought into cooperation with each other so that there can eventually be unity of effort in the cause of peace and harmonious relations. The new group of world servers seeks to discover these people and unify them into a coherent group. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 2, Esoteric Psychology 2, pages 670 through 676. 2. There is only one way in which focused evil will, with its responsiveness to the Shambhala force, can be overcome, and that is by the opposition of an equally focused spiritual will displayed by responsive men and women of goodwill who can train themselves to be sensitive to this type of new incoming energy and can learn how to invoke and evoke it. You can consequently see why there was more than a casual use of a current word in my mind when the terms of goodwill and of the will to good were discussed. All the time, I had in my thoughts not just kindness and good intention, but the focused will to good, which can and must evoke the Shambhala energy and use it for the arresting of the forces of evil. This, I realize, is a relatively new idea to many of you. To others of you, it will mean little or nothing. Others, again, may have faint glimmerings of this new approach to God and service, which, again, I say, can and must remake, rebuild, and rehabilitate the world. I would like here to point out that the will aspect can be contacted only from the mental plane, and only those, therefore, who are working with and through the mind can begin to appropriate this energy. Those who seek to evoke the Shambhala force are approaching close to the energy of fire. Fire is the symbol and the quality of the mental plane. Fire is an aspect of the divine nature. Fire was an outstanding aspect of the war. Fire is produced by physical means and the aid of the mineral kingdom, and this was the great menacing and chosen means of destruction in this war. This is a fulfillment of the ancient prophecy that the attempt to destroy the Aryan race will be by means of fire, just as ancient Atlantis was destroyed by water. But fiery goodwill and the conscious, focused use of the Shambhala force can counter fire by fire, and this must be done. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, pages 586 through 587. This is a continuation of Topic 63, Goodwill and Will to Good. 3. When the majority of the inhabitants of the earth are being rapidly oriented towards good, towards righteousness as the Bible expresses it, and when the bulk of human beings are inclined towards goodwill, the second major expression of soul contact and influence in the individual's life and in the life of mankind, the first being the sense of responsibility, then ill health will persistently, even if only gradually, disappear and die out and finally be non-existent. Slowly, very slowly, this is already happening, not yet in the disappearance of disease, but in the bringing about of a more correct orientation. Evil, crime, and disease are the result of the great heresy of separateness, and because hate and not love controls. Forget not that he who loveth not his brother is a murderer, ever the symbol of hate. And yet the sense of universality and of identity with all is not to be found except in advanced disciples and initiates. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, pages 545 through 546. 4. It is absolutely essential that the will to good be unfolded by the disciples of the world, so that goodwill can be expressed by the rank and file of mankind. The will to good of the world knowers is the magnetic seed of the future. The will to good is the father aspect, while goodwill is the mother aspect, and from the relation of these two, the new civilization, based on sound spiritual but utterly different lines, can be founded. I would recommend this thought to your consciousness, for it means that two aspects of spiritual work must be nurtured in the immediate future, for on them the most distant hope of happiness and of world peace depends. The new group of world servers must be reached, and the will to good developed in them, and the masses simultaneously must be reached with the message of goodwill. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 110. 5. The result of the world war, of disease, famine, and pain, has developed a spirit of community in suffering and in deprivation. This has led to a consequent understanding participation in human difficulties everywhere, which is rapidly changing into a spirit of world goodwill. This worldwide goodwill, when truly established and correctly organized, is the needed preliminary to revelation, for this coming revelation will be a planetary revelation shared by all men everywhere. Unitedly, all men realize, even today, the need to rise out of the prison of self-interest into the freedom of shared opportunity, and the factor which will bring about this resurrection is goodwill. One interesting aspect of goodwill is that as it develops in the human consciousness, it first of all brings a revelation of the existent cleavages which distinguish the political, the religious, the social, and the economic life of people everywhere. The revelation of a cleavage is ever accompanied, for such is the beauty of the human spirit, by efforts along all possible lines to bridge or heal the cleavage. This is testified to by the thousands of groups and organizations working to end cleavages and to pull down the barriers to right human relations. The concept of easier, unified, and happy relations is nevertheless existent in the minds of many thousands everywhere, and the factual reality will materialize some day. The first step is the wholesome recognition that cleavages exist, It is here that goodwill can do its most useful and necessary work. It is the cultivation of a spiritual attitude that is needed, and the dedication at all times and in every possible way to the will to good. Goodwill is contagious. Once a definite start has been made in a pure and disinterested spirit, goodwill will permeate the world, and right human relations will be rapidly established. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, pages 749 through 752. 6. Goodwill is man's first attempt to express the love of God. Its results on earth will be peace. It is so simple and practical that people fail to appreciate its potency or its scientific and dynamic effect. One person sincerely practicing goodwill in a family can completely change its attitudes. Goodwill really practiced among groups in any nation, by political and religious parties in any nation, and among the nations of the world, can revolutionize the world. From The Problem of Humanity, page 7. 7. Goodwill is far more widespread throughout the world than people think. It simply needs to be discovered, educated, and set to work. From The Problems of Humanity, page 120. See also Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, pages 270 and 457. And see A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, page 303.